Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne.
Thank you very much. Almost every foot of the journey from Egypt to Canaan was gained with great difficulty. Imagine the logistics of feeding, marching, protecting, and keeping peace. In addition to the internal problem which the Jews faced on their long march, think of the enemies of God and of God's people who deliberately laid obstacles in the way of the Jews. Some of the nations would not allow the Jews to cross their land. So their journey was extended and made more difficult because of such bitter opposition. The Jews had to fight battles with some of their enemies. For example, they fought against Sihon, king of Heshbon, because he would not allow them to pass by his land. Exodus 2:3. As they neared their destination, the Jews had to fight with Og, king of Bashan. The Jews might have become discouraged were it not for the Lord's assurance of deliverance. You shall do unto him as you did unto Sihon, king of the Amorites, which dwelt at Heshbon. Deuteronomy 3:2. Even with the promise of deliverance, the battle with the people of Bashan would not be easy. But the Lord our God delivered into our hands Og also, the king of Bashan, and all his people. And we smote him until none was left to him remaining. Deuteronomy 3:3. It would be fascinating to know exactly how God arranged for the Jews to conquer Bashan. But the details of a battle are not given. The Bible does not fill in the details just to satisfy our curiosity. The victory over Og, king of Bashan, was complete. The Jews killed all the people so that none was left. We took all the cities at that time. There was not a city which we took not from them. 70 cities, all the region of Argob, the kingdom of Og of Bashan. Deuteronomy 3:4. Did you know that there are liberal theologians and others who object to what God enabled the Jews to do in conquering the land of Canaan? In their eyes, God was prejudiced toward the pagan people who dwelt in countries bordering Canaan and in Canaan itself. How can any mere mortal set himself as the judge over God? I may not understand all of God's reasons for removing the heathen nation from the promised land, but God is all wise and knew exactly what he was doing and why he was doing it. But should not God have saved the children and other innocent people? Again, I do not know why he did not do so. I know there were occasions when a less severe policy was carried out in battles against God's enemies. But I have not been given any special revelation explaining God's reasons for his conduct on any occasion. I have read the speculations of various theologians. But the truth of the matter is, we do not know and cannot know God's motivations on various occasions when his people fought his enemies. All the cities where the people of Bashan dwelt were fenced with high walls, gates, and bars, beside unwalled towns a great many. Deuteronomy 3:5. It would be interesting if we knew the military strategy the Jews used at the Lord's command. Did they use battering rams to break down the high walls, gates, and bars? Did they use a catapult to throw rocks at the walls and into the cities? Did the Lord perform miracles in breaking down the walls as he did at Jericho? We do not know, but we do know that they won a decisive victory. They utterly destroyed them, as they did unto Sihon king of Heshbon, utterly destroying the men, women, and children of every city. Deuteronomy 3:6. This fact I hope the Jews understood, and we understand. They won the victory because they were doing God's will. Thank you for listening.